And now China Lockett is with us for another update on Stay Crafty Soda. Hey, China.
Good morning, Lori.
How are you doing today?
Oh, very busy. How about you?
Pretty good. All right. What's new in the world of crafting in South Dakota?
So what I did for the last episode was I learned how to make rolled paper flowers. Mm. And they are as easy as they sound. And they're so versatile because you can use whatever paper you have, even paper from a book you really don't like, to make these like really decorative, fancy looking designs. And all you're doing is making a flower, so you can create your own canvas. You can use a picture frame or watercolor on the background or a stenciled image of an animal.
Okay, well, I'm not going to condone tearing apart a book, but I guess other people can save a vintage book and maybe use those pages. But I know how to make tissue paper flowers. Is that sort of, am I on the right track? Tell me what these look like.
Yeah, it's really similar. So really all you do is you take a piece of paper. What I used was construction paper that I got at a local craft store, because you can buy different types there. You can buy like dyed paper for 50 cents, or you can buy like solid colors or even glitter paper, which is beautiful. And you just roll it in, you cut it into a square, and then you cut out a spiral and you just roll it up, use a little hot glue and close up the flower. So I ended up making a flower pot filled with green and gold flowers, kind of like a cactus, in a picture frame. So it's got a three-dimensional aspect because the flowers stick off of the canvas, obviously. And then it's got a gold pot just for a little bit of, like, decor.
All right. So the pot is made of paper as well. It could be made out of anything, I suppose.
Yep. You can paint it. You can use crayons. I used paper because I really, really am obsessed with gold and over-the-top fancy things.
All right. Who helped you learn this new skill?
So she's a local hobbyist. Her name is Bonnie. And so she actually sells a lot of her paper crafts in Rapid City. And when we post the video, we will post a link to her website as well. But you can get a lot of ideas just looking at her stuff. What she did for hers was she used an actual canvas, and she stenciled, she used a stencil and painted a gold deer with antlers on it, and put a couple of painted colors in the background to make it pop, and then chose her paper to match the whole scenery. So she ended up with something that's gorgeous and looks like you would have bought it at a store, because it's so precise and perfect. But it's handmade and local.
All right. And I'm guessing from our previous conversations that yours was not quite as precise and perfect as hers. Ours
no,
never is,
it never
is it?
Really is. I tried to sell it to my coworker, Lee Strupinger, and he didn't want to buy it, if that's any idea of what it looks like.
We'll auction it off to support SDPB in the future.
Yeah.
How about the paper itself? Because the artists that you know, are they creating their own paper, or are they trying to figure out different ways to make the paper itself an interesting part of the finished product?
Well, this artist specifically likes to use, she does use books, sorry, Lori, but she also uses double-sided paper so that she can choose something that has a pattern on the back just for an extra little detail in the craft, which is important because when you're working with small craft, it's all in the details. And a separate color on the other side so that she can make one stand out more than the other, depending on her mood or her finished product. But there are artists that I have seen online that work with recycled paper. This is really great because crafting with something like a material like this is a great way to save things from a landfill, and you don't need a lot of the product. So you can use scrap paper from scrapbookers and then make something new out of it that you'll actually display instead of just putting it in the recycling bin. So I have seen people online that do a lot of that.
So all the kids who are getting out of school right now, or they're graduating from college, you can just take that thesis and you can make something brand new out of it once it's outlived its usefulness.
Yes. Oh, it's perfect.
All right.
Don't feel bad about not turning in your homework.
Tell us a little bit about when we can find this online and learn about paper crafting ourselves.
So paper crafting is going to be out in about 2 weeks for our next Stay Crafty episode. We're working a little bit ahead of schedule now because I have been able to find a lot of great local crafters, And then what I have scheduled after that is somebody that I am particularly excited about, Melina Parker, who is a local beadwork artist, and she was just featured in Vogue magazine.
Wow. All kinds of folks right here in South Dakota doing entry-level crafting, having a good time, and then taking their work to some pretty high art as well. SDPB's Trying to Lock It, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.
And you can find Stay Crafty Sodak on our SDPB Facebook page and follow China on Instagram. Look for Stay Crafty.